Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon pleaded guilty today to public corruption charges for accepting money in return for political influence. WFAE's Ben Bradford was in the courtroom and has this report.
A man wearing an orange jumpsuit and chains shuffled out of the courtroom flanked by guards, and Patrick Cannon walked in wearing a charcoal suit flanked by his lawyers. He swore an oath, and Judge David Kerr asked him if he understood the plea he'd agreed to with federal prosecutors. He did. "Are you, in fact, guilty?" Kerr asked. "Yes, Your Honor, I am," Cannon replied. A few minutes later, he walked out front of the courtroom and read his first public comments since the arrest.
"Today, I have acknowledged being guilty of accepting monies for constituent services, something that should never have been done while serving in elected office. I have asked of my family and my friends, and I ask also of you, the public, your forgiveness."
Cannon has admitted to taking at least $50,000 in cash from 2009 until his March arrest in exchange for political favors. The bulk of the public case has rested on a four-year FBI sting operation, during which Cannon was mayor or a city councilman. He accepted $20,000 in cash in the mayor's office from an undercover agent and flew to Las Vegas to promise investors political influence. But the technical charge Cannon pleaded guilty to is a type of wire fraud, setting up the deals with interstate calls. That's also what gives the feds jurisdiction.
"Each time Mr. Cannon accepted money or some other thing of value, he deprived the citizens of Charlotte of his honest services."
U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins held a press conference after the plea. The plea agreement calls for the former mayor to serve 5 to 6 years, far less than the 20-year maximum. A judge will determine the actual length at a sentencing hearing, which is yet to be scheduled. In return, Cannon agrees to assist the FBI and attorneys in the investigation, which is continuing, Tompkins confirmed.
"Our duty as prosecutors is to follow the facts wherever they lead. This process will not be easy and it will not be fast, but at the end of the day, Charlotte will be better for it."
No other charges have been filed, and only one other person implicated. The charges mention a strip club owner who allegedly paid Cannon to help navigate zoning issues. In the courtroom, a prosecutor asked that Cannon remain free on bond until his sentencing. That way, the attorney said, Cannon would be easier to reach as the investigation continues. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.